First extract. A health institution God would have established, which will, in its influence, be closely connected with the closing work for mortals fitting for immortality. One that would have no tendency to weaken the religious principles of old or young, which would not improve the health of the body to the detriment of spiritual growth. The great object of this institution should be to improve the health of the body, that the afflicted might more highly appreciate eternal things. If this object is not continually set before the mind, and efforts are not made to this end, it will prove a curse instead of a blessing. Spirituality will be regarded a secondary thing, and the health of the body and diversion will be made primary. I saw that the high standard should not be lowered a particle in order that the institution might be patronized by unbelievers. If any choose to come, while the conductors of the institution occupy the exalted spiritual position God designs they should, there will be a power that will affect the hearts of unbelievers. And with God on their side and angels enlisted, His commandment-keeping people can but prosper. This institution is not to be established for the object of gain and to accumulate, but to aid in bringing God's people into such a condition of physical and mental health as will enable them to rightly appreciate eternal things and to correctly value the redemption so dearly purchased by the sufferings of our Savior. This institution is not to be made a place for diversion or amusement. Those who cannot live unless they have excitement and diversion will be of no use to the world. None are made better for their living. They might just as well be out of the world as to be in it. I saw that the view which Dr. Jackson sought to instill into the minds of others, that spirituality was a detriment to the health of the body, was but the sophistry of the devil. Satan found his way into Eden and made Eve believe that she needed something more than that which God had given for her happiness, that the forbidden fruit would have a special exhilarating influence upon her body and mind, which would exalt her even to be equal with God in knowledge. But the knowledge and benefit she thought to gain was to her a terrible curse. There are persons with diseased imaginations. Religion is to them a tyrant, to rule them as with a rod of iron. With such, it is a constant mourning over their depravity and groaning over supposed evil. Love does not exist in their hearts. A frown is ever upon the countenance. They are chilled with the innocent laugh from the youth or from anyone. They consider it a sin to have recreation or amusement. The mind must be wrought up to just such a stern, severe pitch. This is one extreme. Others think that the mind must be on the stretch to invent new amusements and diversion to gain health. They learn to depend on outward excitement, are uneasy without it. Such are not true Christians. They go to another extreme. The true principles of Christianity open before all the source of happiness. The height and depth, the length and breadth of it are immeasurable. It is Christ in us, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. It is a continual wellspring that the Christian can drink from and never exhaust the fountain. What brings sickness of body and mind to nearly all is dissatisfied feelings and discontented repinings. They have not God. They have not the hope which reaches to that within the veil, which is as an anchor to the soul both sure and steadfast. All with this hope will purify themselves, even as He is pure, and will not have the restless longings, the repinings, the discontent, the lack of love, the continual looking for evil and brooding over borrowed trouble, having a time of trouble beforehand, with anxiety stamped upon every feature, with no consolation but a continual, fearful looking for of some dreadful evil. God is dishonored by such. The religion of Christ is brought into disrepute. Such have not love for God, nor love for their companions, nor children. The affections of such are morbid. But vain amusements will never correct the minds of such. They need the transforming influence of the Spirit of God in order to be happy. and to be benefited with the mediation of Christ, and to realize consolation, divine and substantial. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
Those who have experimental knowledge of the above scriptures are truly happy. They will consider the approbation of heaven higher than any earthly amusement. Christ in them, the hope of glory, will be health to the body and strength to the soul. The simplicity of the gospel is fast disappearing from professed Sabbath keepers. How can God prosper us? I inquire 100 times a day. Prayer is almost obsolete. How little praying! How little bearing the cross of Christ who bore the shameful cross for us! I cannot feel that things are moving at that institution as God would have them move. I fear that he will turn his face from it. I was shown that physicians and helpers should be of the highest order. Those who have an experimental knowledge of the truth, who will command respect, and whose word can be relied on. They should be persons whose imaginations are not diseased, persons who have perfect control of themselves, who are not fitful or changeable, persons who are free from jealousy and evil surmisings, persons who have a power of will that will not yield to slight indispositions, persons who will think no evil, unprejudiced, who think and move calmly, considerately, having the glory of God and the good of others ever before them. Never should one be exalted to any responsible position to gratify them or because they desire it, but because they are qualified and have the fitness for the position. Those who have responsibilities upon them should be proved and give evidence that they are free from jealousy, that they will not be of that kind who will take a dislike to this or that one, while they will have a few favored friends, taking no notice of others. God grant that they may move just right in that institution.